Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin. We're on Daf Pei Gimel, Halaira, and we're at the bottom here of Pei Bet. We're still the Gemara trying to prove that the Tana here is Sumchus. We're trying to find a case for Sumchus. That Sumchus is the one who says always that you chayev twice for on two shiurim, right? Even with the same hatra. The reception just went. Okay, there we are. And the Gemara brought a whole proof, and we brought this proof from Hikam Bevat Achat, with a person had never knew his father, who his father was, because of a Safek Gittin, and ate them both. And then we said, it must be Sumchus, not the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, no. Lolam Bezeach HaZeh Rabbanan. Actually, it's Bezeach HaZeh and is Rabbanan. So what was the case there? We said, but how can it be Bezeach HaZeh? It was obviously Pashut. The Gemara says, no. Vahaitana. So like Idach Tanur, oh no, sorry, Rabbi Huda said there, we said it can't be Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda would say that it's a Safek Hatra'a, right? And therefore, Safek Hatra'a would be Patur, so it can't be Rabbi Huda. And it says, no, this Tanur, Sava, like Idach Tanur, Rabbi Huda, like another opinion in Rabbi Huda's name. There was, we've got a bit of a machloket here, in how to understand Rabbi Huda. There's one, right, the Sava, like Rabbi Huda, the Amar Hatra'a, Safek Shmatra'a. So we've got a machloket in Rabbi Huda. The Rabbi Yehuda says Hatra Tzafek Shma Hatra or Lo Shma Hatra. And this Tana of this Mishnah is actually the Tana who holds like the other opinion that Rabbi Yehuda says you do say Hatra. And here comes the proof of that Rabbi Yehuda there saying that it is Hatra. The Tanya, Lo Totirin Aboker. There's a mitzvah that you aren't allowed to leave anything over the Korban Pesach until the morning. Vanoter Mimenu Aboker Ba'esh Tistrofu. And the Pasuk says if you do leave it over, right, it says there in Shmot, Lotri Menu Ad Boker, Balotri Menu Ad Boker, basically you've got to burn it. And what have we got over here? We've got a Lototiru Alav, and then we've got a Vahanotari Menu Ba'esh Tisrofu. There's a mitzvah assay. Right, so look at Rashi there, Ba'esh Tisrofu, the very last Rashi on the Amud. Ba'esh Tisrofu, Asehu, this is a mitzvah assay now, Velav Shenitakla Asay, Ein Lokin Alav. Vahamotiru Pesach Patru. So we've seen this before more than once, that an alav nitakla asay, right? That when you've got a mitzvah, a law to asay, which is actually ends up being an asay, so it becomes treated like an asay, and you don't get malkon on a mitzvah, you don't get malkon on a law to asay. So even though we've got a law to tiru, we've got a notari menu tish tisrofu, that converts it into an asay, and therefore you wouldn't get Malkot. So Gemara says, Abba Katuv, right? So now, Katuv, Ditain Asay, Achar Lot Asay, Lomar Shain, Lokin Lav, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So now, look at Rashi, yeah? Ba Katuv, Ditain Asay, Taima, Deba Katuv. Ah, so now, why don't you get Malkot? Because of the Pasuk. Ha Lav Achilaki. So the Pasuk, if there wasn't that Ba'esh Tisrofu, right, which converted that lot assay into an assay, then what? You would have got malkot. And why would you have got malkot? Look at Rashi. Rashi is very medayik, yeah? Afal gav da hatrat safeki. When a person, when we say lot totiru menu ad boker, right? Lot totiru menu ad boker, you're getting hatra. When are you getting hatra? Think about it for a second. It's now 11 o'clock at night. You can't get hatra for something after the facts. So the hatra can't be after it's already boker. So the hatra must be while it's still night time. Now at night, if you tell the person, listen, I'm giving you hatra now, that you can't leave this over till the morning. And if you do leave it over till the morning, if the pasuk didn't say ba'esh tisrofu, you would have got malkot, because it's a lot to say, it's a hatra tzafek. Why is it a hatra tzafek? It's not a certain hatra. Look at Rashi. Why? The chol eimat atrubei. All the time on the night, while he's busy warning me, well, I'm warning this person, Matsya, what could you say? Akati Liliu, it's still night time. So why are you warning me? I might burn it in a half an hour, I might burn it in an hour, I might burn it in 2 hours. In other words, there's no vada utia with regard to this Isur, that the Isur is going to even take place, that your Hatra is a Hatra vada. So by definition, Hatra for something which I've got a long time to still do is Hatra Tzafek. Is that clear?
Yeah.
And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would tell us that the only reason why you exempt you from Malkot is because of the Pasuk of Ba'esh Tisrofu. So we see that it's not, because he could easily have said, listen, either way, Mimanavshach, Ba'esh Tishro for you, Patuk, and Sase, and Itak, Lotase. Or because even there wasn't the Ba'esh Tishro for it, it's a Trat Safek. We see, no. Right? He says, I don't want to do my okay, therefore, Lotase, Lomash, and Lokin of Dirabi Huda. So our Tani is going like that Tana, who says that there isn't a problem with Hatrat Safek. It's like really mining the sugya, right, to get into it, but that's how it comes out. Rabbi Yaakov says, no. Okay, Lomin Hashemu. Lomin Hashemu, we've seen this lashon before. And with Rashi, says, Elomi Tam Zeu Patur. He's not Patur all because of that, because of the Asek, Aseni Nitan Asek, or because of Atrat Safek, whatever the case, Elomi Shum. Tahavelei Lomar Lav She'en Bo Maase. Tahavelei Lomar, Tahavelei, sorry, Lav She'en, it's Lav She'en Bo Maase. That's why he's Patur. It's got nothing. In other words, there's a dechir here. We can't prove anything here either now from this brighter. It's got nothing to do neither with Hatrat Safek, nothing to do with Lav Nitak Lasei. The reason that he's patra over here is because the Lav She'en Bo Maase, V'chol Lav She'en Bo Maase, Ein Lokin Alav, full stop. So ever you look at it, we haven't proved anything about Sumchus. The Gemara now gives its third attempt, I think. Third attempt now at trying to find a brighter to prove to us that Sumchus, we've got Tanaic source for this chiyuv twice on two shiurim of an avera. So Toshma, achal shnei gidim mishtei. Now remember, we had previously yesterday, we ate two gidim, gida nashe, from the right and left foot of the same animal. Here it's a slightly different case, a bit of a derivative. Achal shnei gidim mishtei yerechot mishtei behemot. So you ate two gidim from two yerechot, from two animals. What Tana Kama say? This is a Gemara later on Daf Tzali Gimel. We'll see it next week. Right? Sofeg Shmonim. Tana Kama says, you ate two, you get a Malko twice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Sofeg El Arbaim. Look at Rashi very quickly. The last wide lines there. Mishtei Rechot, Shel Shtei Behemot, Umidanakat Shtei Rechot. The fact that the Gemara chose two Behemot, in our example, Shma Bina Beyeminot Kamar. We're assuming, says Rashi, we can learn from here, we're talking about two gidim of the right foot of each, right leg of each animal. We saw yesterday, our safek was left or right. So the Gemara wants to assume that the issur is on the right one. Right? And he says here, Rashi, V'tanakama dehacha k'rabi Yudas v'ilei, de'ein noheg ele ba'achat. Right? And Tanakami is of the opinion that it only applies to one foot, one leg. U'miha pashtina meperek gira nashe, de'pshita l'rabi Yudas b'yamin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Pashut, that if it only applies to one gid, the gid it applies to is the right gid. So according to this Midoraita, the left gid is not an issue. Because now the Gemara says, okay, Hechidami, what's the case of here? Let's try to understand now the circumstance for this brighter. Ilam b'zeh achar zeh. We're trying to understand, how did you get, according to Anakam, he said you get 40, right? On what basis would you get 40? Is this the classic, what we're trying to prove, that the 40 is from Sumchus, or is it some other situation that's not exactly what we're trying to prove? You know, if you tell me it's the achar zeh, which there are two hatar, two warnings, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Mvetulo, then even Rabbi Yehuda should say you should get 40, and not just 20. Okay, can you still see me? I can't see, but can you still see me?
It's supposed to be 80, no? Yeah, it's frozen.
Can you see me now? Can you see me now? You can or you can't?
Yes.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Can you see us?
I can see you and I can hear you. Okay, there. I can even see. Okay. What do you say, Ari? What's your question? Well, according to Tanakama, he gets 80, and according to Rabbi Huri, he only gets 40. So your question is, why isn't Rabbi Yehuda getting 80 as well?
No, just say Sukkos. You said Sukkos 40, but...
No, I'm saying we're trying to prove over here, the Gemara's question over here is, when we bring this brighter over here, right, we haven't yet found a makor for Sumchus. Right? All these attempts at bringing these brighters is to try and find a Tana in a brighter who says that you get Malkot twice, or you get punished twice for two shiurim within one hatra'ah. And we haven't yet found a case. So now the Gemara brings this case. So maybe the Tanna Kamma here could be Sumchus. Right? But the Gemara is starting off with Rabbi Yehuda. According, if we say, so now we're trying to understand, what is the Okimta here of this Braita? In other words, what circumstances Braita? When did Tanna Kamma say you get 80? And when did Rabbi Yehuda say you get 40? So Moshe says, if you're telling me that's Ze Achar Ze and Shtei Hatra'ot, so then even Rabbi Yehuda should say you get 80. Because it's two separate Aveiras, right? Right, so that's a good question. Elaim Dezeachazil, which they are taught by Tamar Abu, I mean the Tulu, it also said 80. El Pshita, therefore it's Pashut that it must be Bavat Achat Uvechada Hatra'a. That it's one Pashut, it's one Hatra'a, and it's at the same time, and that's why Abu says, no, Abu says you don't get, you only get one set of Malkot, because one Aveira in one Halem Davar, so to speak, it's in one foul shot. And now the Tanna Kamma is 80. Now the Gemara's question is, okay, so who's the Tanna Kamma? So man Tanna Kamma. Maybe this is Rabbanan who chonek on Sumchus, and it's not Sumchus. Right? It can't be Rabbanan. Why? Because this is a classic case, right? Or is it? We'll see in a second. We got the concept of Gufin Mukhlakin, right? Where it's two different animals, a mother and its son. So we said Gufin Mukhlakin. When you're eating one pot of chaylev, and it's the same chaylev, we said it wasn't Gufin Mukhlakin. Right, it's not two separate gufin. The question now is two gidei nashe from two different animals gufin mukhlakin, or is it one? Is it the same eating one big pot of chaylev? So what's like? So my hatam the gufin mukhlakin in our case over there when it was two animals, the chachamim said you are patur even duch mechin. Hachag lo koshka. The Gemara seems to be saying, yeah, this is not gufin mukhlakin. See that? This is equivalent to eating two pots of a big pot of chaylev, two chaylev, because the same two gidei nashe is like two pieces of chaylev. So if there with gufin mukhlakin, Chacham said you were patur when you did them both at the same time, then surely here, if you're eating two gidim together, you're also going to be patur. So can't be chachamim. Ela lav sumchusu. Therefore, it must be sumchus. And we're getting all excited over here. We have finally found a makor for sumchus. The Gemara says no. It's not chun sumchus. And it's not bebata achat. Really, what's the case of this brighter? Bezeh achar zeh. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Now we've got to answer your question. So if that's the case, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you got 40 or 80? Because according to even Rabbi Yehuda should say that bezeh achar zeh, if it's two hatra'ot and two separate masim, you should definitely get malkot twice. Ah, why? Kagon delayed by kazayin. Because what happened in each of these cases, there wasn't a kazayin. Look at Rashi. But kama or bebatrin, either one, either the first or the last. Ela bechad binay. Okay, so one of them had a kazayin, one of them had a kazayin. V'tanakam v'chayev. Tanna Kamma says you chayev. Why? The ksavar briyahu. It's a birya. I mean, we saw that like even like a little ant. Doesn't matter. Gira nashe for Tanna Kamma's purposes is a birya, and therefore with regard to a birya, see, it's going off the Wi-Fi, which I'm not sure why. Zen, give me the Wi-Fi thing, the other Wi-Fi code. Let me just quickly try. There's another Wi-Fi here. Give me the other Wi-Fi code.
We hear you.
Okay, yeah, 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4. It was this one. This should be a better Wi-Fi. Let's see, this is a better Wi-Fi. Reconnecting, let's see. Not sure.